Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Kawasaki just opened the Physical AI Center in San Jose, and the message is striking. This is about deployed systems, not staged demos. With NVIDIA, Analog Devices, Microsoft, and Fujitsu in the room, Kawasaki is building a pipeline to push robotics research into real-world healthcare and elder care settings.
That partner mix matters. You get silicon, sensing, cloud, and integration expertise under one roof. The kind of vertical stack that turns prototypes into maintained fleets, with access to tooling, validation labs, and potential customers.
Plus One's 8-hour continuous parcel induction run is a reality check for that pipeline. It exposed the throughput hangups, pick time variants, and operator interactions that polished marketing clips usually skip.
Exactly. Long run tests reveal edge case failure modes, human robot handoffs, and retraining opportunities. Those 8 hours produce the telemetry you need to set service level objectives, not just a hero shot.
On the algorithmic side, that Brazilian Portuguese OCR result is a wake-up call. A 3B task-tuned model scored 0.911 versus 0.833 from Frontier APIs at roughly 52x lower inference cost. Specialized small models still win many industrial problems.
Right. It's the cost and latency story as much as accuracy. For robots with constrained compute, task tuning and domain data beat one-size-fits-all giants, especially when labels and edge compute budgets are tight.
Gecko's Rev 8 test with Ouster hardware adds another angle, colorized point clouds, infrared, and intensity in rich perception stacks. But better LiDAR doesn't remove downstream integration work. Calibration, labeling, and fusion remain hard.
And environmental realities bite. Dust, reflective surfaces, and maintenance cycles can erode sensor advantages. You need deployment plans for sensor upkeep, not just a spec sheet boasting higher resolution.
Doozy Robotics' global push will put AWA OS through those operational ringers, coordinating humanoids, AMRs, and forklifts across the US, GCC, and Asia is as much systems engineering as autonomy design. This is where orchestration gets real.
Global expansion also surfaces localization challenges. Different floor geometries, safety regs, spare part ecosystems, and languages. The software that succeeds will be the one that tolerates heterogeneity, not the one that demands uniformity.
Harding's brownfield reality check drives the same point home. In legacy plants, the winners are pragmatic integrators who retrofit sensors and build middleware, not teams pitching full AI rewrites that require shutdowns and retraining entire workforces.
From an operator's view, low friction and clear ROI beat technical elegance. Short pilots with measurable improvements in cycle time or defect rates are more convincing than ambitious blueprints that promise change years down the line.
A cross-cutting theme here is obvious. Deployment matters. Kawasaki's hub, Plus One's run, Doozy's rollout, and Harding's note all shift attention from whether something can work to whether it can be sustained at scale.
And yet the toolbox is improving. Better sensors like Rev 8 and compact task-tuned models give engineers more leverage. The win condition is integrating those gains into operational processes, not just stacking capabilities.
For engineers and investors, the practical metric set should be operational, throughput, mean time between failures, per inference cost, and integration effort. Those numbers drive procurement and product choices much faster than benchmark scores.
Procurement teams should start demanding reproducible long-run demonstrations and clear cost models. Ask vendors for sustained run telemetry, maintenance plans, and domain-tuned baselines before committing to rollout.
Synthesis, the upcoming winners in robotics and physical AI won't be the loudest claims or the biggest models. They'll be teams that combine specialized, cost-effective models and richer sensors with the messy work of integration, maintenance, and human workflows.
That's our roundup for today. Stay tuned for the next one if you want more on deployment-first robotics and the nuts and bolts that actually move factories and warehouses forward.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.